In Northwest news from KPLU, the 2016 Summer Olympics are less than a month away. They begin August 5th in Rio de Janeiro. Sports commentator Art Thiel and KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick bring us the story of one local athlete who has just earned the chance to shine on the world stage.
Jeremy Taiwo finished second in the decathlon at the U.S. track and field trials in Eugene, Oregon, Sunday. Art, tell us about him.
He's a great story. He grew up in Bellevue, went to Newport High School, and then the University of Washington, where in 2011 he was the then Pac-10 decathlon champion. His family came from Nigeria, where his father was a triple jumper for the Nigerian national team in the Olympics in 1984 and 1988. So there's some good genes going on here. So he made it into the track world, but he had so many injuries and so many travails to get to this point. At one point, his elbow hurt so much he could not throw the javelin. So he threw it left-handed.
Hmm.
He finally found that that elbow had some severe ligament damage, and he had what in the baseball world is known as Tommy John surgery, elbow ligament replacement surgery. And so that set him back. But through all of this, he managed to keep pushing ahead, especially financially, because there's no money for amateur track except for occasional prize money. Very difficult ordeal. He managed to get an invitation to the U.S. trials, and he did an altogether remarkable job.
Well, right, but his struggles did continue into that competition for an Olympic spot last weekend, and we should just point out the decathlon includes 10 track and field events.
Right. In the Olympic custom and culture, the winner of the Olympic gold medal is the world's greatest athlete. So he was competing in the first five events and finished second after the first day, but then started to slip in the second day, was third, and then he was in jeopardy of not making the Olympics because only the top three finishers at the trials advanced to the Rio Olympics. And Jeremy then produced on the 10th and final event his personal record 1,500 meter run that was blew everybody away, and that allowed him to finish second behind the defending gold medal champion from 2012, Ashton Eaton. Eaton is still probably the prohibitive favorite, but Taiwo has done a tremendous thing in qualifying for the Olympics and then perhaps putting together the moment of his life in Rio.
Well, he's going to be exciting to watch in Rio. And speaking of the Olympics there's been a lot of international concern about the condition of Rio, the completion of venues, the Zika virus, poor water quality, political turmoil. It's not what they envisioned when Rio got this gig 7 years ago, right?
Right. I don't think anybody saw this storm, but I do think the Olympics overreached by thinking that Rio could get it together in 7 years. They haven't got it together, but I will say this. I've covered 9 Olympics, and my experience is that every one of them has drama and trauma ahead of opening ceremonies because there's always some political controversy or environmental conditions or finishing the venues. And now, of course, you've got the Zika virus. Well, I think it's still going to work. I do think the Olympics overreached for Rio, but I also know that what happens when a community gets the world stage, as they will have it for almost all of August, things finally come to a conclusion. They get it together, and everybody turns the best face forward to try to host the game on a global audience and tell everybody, hey, we're not as crazy as the headlines make us seem. So I think they're going to pull it off, but there's going to be a lot of controversy in these Olympics because of the conditions. I think the International Olympic Committee better take a hard look at future sites because repeating what's about to happen is not going to be good for the Olympic movement.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.